There is a medrash that says that the Yevanim were advised by an apostate Jew named Tatni ben Pachas, who told them that the Jews possess one mitzvah, and if they would lose that mitzvah, then they could chas v'shalom be destroyed. This mitzvah was the lighting of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. And the medrash quotes this pasuk, l'halas ner tamid, that we require to light the ner of the menorah always. Then the medrash quotes a pasuk in Kehelas, and it's a very cryptic pasuk. The pasuk says, tein chelek l'shiva v'gam l'shmeina, give a portion to 7 and also to 8. Very cryptic pasuk. What is it referring to? 7, 8 of what? So the Midrashim have a number of interpretations. What is the numbers of this pasuk referring to? And actually, for those who say piyutim, it comes up a lot in the piyutim on Yom HaTovim. But this medrash explains it to mean, whoever has a portion of the 7 lights of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash and the 8 days of Sukkos can't be harmed by anyone in the world. That's what 7 and 8 means in this pasuk. And the medrash goes on to say that Hashem said, you tried to wipe out the 7 lights of the menorah and the 8 days of Sukkos. I will bring upon you 8 days of Chanukah, in other words, and the 7 sons of the Chashmonai. Now, the medrash is almost as cryptic as the pasuk itself. Why would the Yevanim target the 7 lights of the menorah and the 8 days of Sukkos? Why would they target that? What was the ultimate triumph that Hashem brought upon them, the 7 sons of the Chashmonai and the 8 days of Chanukah? The concept of the menorah, as we have explained previously, is the fact that it's a testimony that Hashem's Shekhinah resides among Klal Yisrael. One of the miracles in the Beis HaMikdash, which was a constant miracle during the first Beis HaMikdash, but was greatly diminished during the second, was the fact that the Ner Ma'aravi, the western light, would burn constantly and never go out unless it was put out. This particular nes served no other purpose other than to be a testimony that Hashem's presence resided among the Jews, only, exclusively, and they are His beloved nation. This was specifically what the Yevanim were coming to eradicate. They wanted to destroy that exclusivity that Klal Yisrael had. They wanted all nations to be equal and godless. Their pagan gods were already starting to fade away, as the Chachamim had already destroyed the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah at that point. The Sukkos as well symbolizes the Hashroyis HaShchinah, Hashem's presence among Klal Yisrael. Now, simple understanding of what Sukkos is about, the Anane HaKavod, were a physical manifestation of Hashem's presence. It surrounded Klal Yisrael with His presence, demonstrating that Klal Yisrael was always watched and always guided by Hashem through Hashkacha Pratis. That's what it means, Chelek Hashem Amli. We are His portion. He takes care of us on a very individual level, every moment of our lives. But there is also a deeper significance to Sukkos in this concept, as the Gra explains, that we're really commemorating the Anane HaKavod, which returned to Klal Yisrael after dissipating from the Chet HaEgel. The Gra explains that when Klal Yisrael committed the sin of the Egel, some aspect of Anane HaKavod departed. And after Yom Kippur, once Klal Yisrael did tshuva, they were commanded to build the Mishkan. And once they began, 4 days later, on the 15th of Tishrei, the Anane HaKavod returned. And that signified that they had been forgiven, and Hashem's Shekhinah rested upon them once more. This was a particularly significant aspect of Hashra'as HaShekhinah, that even after Klal Yisrael sinned, Hashem didn't abandon them. And His presence rested upon them once more. And that was a very special aspect of Hashra'as HaShekhinah that Sukkos commemorated. And this, too, was something that the Yevanim were doing their best to demoralize Klal Yisrael with. As we know, they commanded them to engrave on the horns of their oxen an allusion to the Chet HaEgel, that Hashem has no portion in them anymore. So they were trying to wipe out this aspect of Klal Yisrael's belief. They were doing everything they could to shake that up. And they attempted to eradicate the symbolism of Sukkos, that Hashem remains with us despite the fact that we sinned.